So I'm saving the best for last here when it comes to journeys. This is the Transfiguration journey. It is a very powerful healing tool, and our essential soul nature is light. So being that light will transform not just you, but the people around you, and as the ripples spread, ultimately the world. It's a little confusing, but it is not an out-of-body experience, and you're not supposed to go journey to meet the Creator. Basically, we are reflections of the Creator. We are made in His image, after all, according to the Bible, and so we can reflect the divine light, His divine light, or her divine light. I'm not sure if the Creator is male or female, really. I'll go with both genders there. So it is like starlight, and a star doesn't think about shining, it just shines, just does it. And there's a wonderful visual in a movie named Stardust, where the female character is a star, and at the very last scene, shines her light. And you can look that up, and what stars do on YouTube if you like sometime. It's beautiful. So, yes. Stars shine, and you are a star, and you shine. You can shine. It's true that we do not have access. We may not have access to that light all the time here on the planet, but this journey is sure to increase our openings, our opening to that light, your opening to your own light. I'm not a scientist, but Dr. Emoto from Japan has made some beautiful images of water, ice crystals or water, showing different energy forms or different forms depending on the energy of either music or words directed at that water while it's in its liquid stage. And you can look him up as well. I find that it is somewhat similar to what people experience when they're talking to their plants, to their animals, to their children, to everybody, I guess. We do have an effect on the world. Our vibration and our energy has an effect on the planet. So why not let that energy, at least at times, reflect the light of the Creator? As a healing journey, you can do this by first being your own light, shining, and then seeing the person you're healing in his or her divine light. Very often healers find that they can burn out, and it could be because they're using their own limited human energy to direct the healing. But if instead a healer, while in their own light, visualizes another person in his or her divine light, the energy can flow freely in the universe and then is not pulled out of the healer. So let's do our usual journey preparation. Make sure that you won't be disturbed for 10 minutes or so. This is a short journey. So turn off your phone and take a moment or two to ground yourself. Sit or stand, however you feel comfortable, and breathe deeply in and out, in and out. Pay attention to your in-breath and your out-breath. You can do some toning, basically singing out a vowel like A, I, E, O, U, or you can make the sound OM. I do like OM, so I will be doing that. And then I will pick up the drum and drum for us. So, here we go.